we will rock you this day, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, strengthen the word, Abba Yahweh. As my deacon come and speak to us this morning, Abba Yahweh. Give us the ear to hear, Abba Yahweh. Let it be grounded within our lab, Abba Yahweh. Let it bless the house today, Abba Yahweh. Oh, anointing the lips, Abba Yahweh. Bind up every spirit to try to come against them this morning, Abba Yahweh. We give them free liberty to speak your mighty truth to Israel, Abba Yahweh. And your precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, we will rock you, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Yeah, as the deacon come forth, let us greet him with a hearty hallelujah.
May the shalom of Abba Yahweh rest upon all you saints this morning. Hallelujah. And what I'm going to speak about this morning is, hallelujah, the fellowship between Yahweh, Yahshua HaMashiach, and Adam, Israel. But first off, I'm going to begin with the purpose. And what is the purpose of man? What are we that Yahweh has taken so much time and given so much undivided attention to us for? We have been a people throughout the ages of time, Israel, that has rebelled. We have stood against the Torah. We have put the mishvah of Yahweh on the second and third burner of our lives. But still Yahweh and his precious Ahava still is taking the time to make us, as Brother Patrick mentioned about the potter's house, to vessels that he wants us to be. Hallelujah. You know, as men, and when I say that, I'm talking about us here and the whole world as a creation of our Yahweh. We have neglected the purpose, and we have neglected the place that Yahweh has intended for us to walk in. But what is that, Deacon Horn? To be builders, to be those that carry out the word of Yahweh. And not only to carry that word, but to establish foundations for the building upon the word of Yahweh. We have shunned and neglected these responsibilities. Hallelujah. I want to just start in Bereshit. I like to start in Bereshit in Genesis. I'm going to just start off with a little talking. We know that Yahweh, since the beginning of this time frame, see, I don't believe that this great creator, that we are the only creation. He's the creator. He created all things, things seen and things unseen. He created the Melechim, the angels. He created us as the human race, the animals, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea. Do we think that Yahweh is just, he's just confined in this small area? Hallelujah. He's abroad. You cannot comprehend the creation and what he has created. This color frame here, our color diaphragm, which we see, it's nothing compared to the colors, hallelujah, of Yahweh. As we compare our lives, cannot be compared here with that which we shall live in the life to come. The kingdoms of this world is not to be compared with the kingdom of our Abba, which his hands has built, his hands has made. But yet Yahweh took the time to make vessels of flesh after his image. I mean, I deem that to be a privilege, that we are after the image. Hallelujah. Well, what is the image? When you look in a mirror, hallelujah, You are seeing an image of that which is being reflected. He didn't make the cow to be a reflection of his image. No. Not the lion and its greatness. That's not his image. When you look into that beast, that's not Yah in his image. Even though Yah has given it a certain realm of power where it is in the animal kingdom. Yeah, but that's not the image. It's not what you see that you see the Abba. But yet he had taken Adam of the dust of the earth and made and mold him after his image. Hallelujah. That's a miraculous thing. And not only that he create us after his image in these vessels, but also there's an inward. Hallelujah. There's an inward vessel, an inward being, which should reflect the power, the might, and the awesomeness of our Abba. Hallelujah. Isn't that a privilege, saints? Hallelujah. And not only that, he has given you a choice and a choosing. Hallelujah. And I ask you, saints, to choose life. And that life is in his son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Todiyah. Hallelujah. I want to start in Genesis Bereshit, chapter 1, verse 26. Hallelujah. Todiyah. I'm going to begin reading, and it says, "And Yahweh said, let us make man, Adam, in our image, according to our likeness. And let them," this is part of the responsibility of man, "let them have dominion, rule, the leadership over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the animals, and all over all the part of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the olam." It says in verse 27, "So Yahweh created Adam," hallelujah, "in his image, in the image of himself, he created him." Hallelujah. Not to be taken lightly, saints. Hallelujah. We may be the only being, and I believe we are, that Yah has created after his own image, after his own likeness. And not only that, what else did he do? He breathed into Adam the breath of life. But not only that, because Adam's not the only one that carries this breath. Hallelujah. But something miraculous happened when he done that. He said, "And he became a living soul." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 28. "And Yahweh blessed them. And Yahweh said to them, be fruitful and multiply," hallelujah, "and replenish or cover the olam. And subdue it." Bring it under submission. I've given you the power. I've given you the authority to subdue what I have created. I have set you in charge. And we as men have neglected that. Hallelujah. Men are destroying that which Yahweh has created. We see it in the physical realm. Our rivers. Hallelujah. Rivers were pure. Waters flow. Hallelujah. The land being wrenched of its resources, the nutrients that Yah has put here that we need. Man has put a cog in this process that Yahweh has created here on the olam. Hallelujah. The heart of man has been set for some reason the opposite of what Yahweh has intended man to grow. Hallelujah. When Yahweh set Adam and Eve in the garden, it was their responsibility to keep, uphold that, to upkeep that. Hallelujah. That was the purpose of that there. But see, because of the sin, we find this transformation because they have allowed Satan to enter in. Hallelujah. But what does Satan do? Satan tries to destroy everything that Yahweh has created.
Yes.
Everything that is in the likeness of Yah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Intermingling with seeds.
Yes.
Hallelujah. With flesh.
Come on, my brother.
That are causing these transformities that are not of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Yahweh has not given man that kind of authority. He's given us the authority to take care.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. To upkeep these things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In the physical realm and also in the spiritual realm. Sense. Yahweh has provided and given us magnificent, if I could say, gifts in the Ruach. And have we been stewards of those gifts? Hallelujah. Help me, y'all. Help me, y'all. Hallelujah. Todiyah. Hallelujah. Verse 29. And Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the olam, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Hallelujah. Verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the olam, where there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Verse 31. And Yahweh saw all that he had made. And behold, it was very tough.
Yes.
It was perfect.
Sure.
It was complete in every abscess.
Yes. Yes.
There was not anything lacking.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You would turn me to Ephesians. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, verse 8. Yes. I thank Yahweh for the opportunity to just be here. And I'm not saying standing up here, but to be here in this place. Hallelujah. Because I believe this is where Yah wants me to be. I don't know about you saints, but there's no other place for me to go. Hallelujah. There's no other place that I want to be. Hallelujah. But right here. And I've seen men, I've heard men make that statement. Hallelujah. This is where I want to be. Hallelujah, but where are they today?
Yeah.
But I mean it, saints, from from the depths of my root. Hallelujah. This is where I believe y'all wants me to be. Hallelujah. And I bless y'all for that. Hallelujah. There's so many things that takes the heart of man when it doesn't yield or when it's not changed by the root of Yah. Hallelujah. Especially young men. Satan is after the youth of this generation, the generation of Yah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The older ones are somewhat have been set in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But it's the new generation that Satan's after that seed. And that's another thing, saints. If we look through this generation, even from the beginning of Adam, Yahweh placed a seed in him. It started right there.
Yes.
And through the continual of time, even to now, hallelujah, that precious seed, whereby come forth Yahshua HaMashiach, is yet still present. And I thank Yah for that, as we have heard since. Hallelujah. Through through generation and generation, that same seed, hallelujah, is still prevalent and alive today. And it dwells in you all. If you continue to walk in the ways and in the Torah of Abba Yahweh, hallelujah. Yahshua was of that seed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you understand that.
Yes.
There by which we came.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It all started with Adam. Yes. Hallelujah.
Sure.
I bless Yahweh. But Yahweh had, even from that time, a plan and a purpose. Even the so-called falling of man. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yahweh has a purpose in all things. It's his plan. He knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. Don't you know that Satan is jealous?
Sure.
He is envious of man, of this creation. Don't you know he would never, and the Melechims would never have this kind of chance, hallelujah, to experience what we have experienced, hallelujah, and to experience and receive and see Yahshua HaMashiach, how he came, and his life being an example to us how we should live, and then was mocked beat and put on the stake.
Yes.
And his blood was shed that we may be redeemed back unto the Abba.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have a testimony.
Yes.
That they will never have.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There will be a will. See, that's one of the purposes of Yahweh.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, we think the things that we go through are minuscule. It doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
We just stumble and then keep stumbling. No, this is a process, saints,
yes,
to bring us to the place where y'all wants us to be.
Yes.
That we may be the true worshipers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I thought the Melikim were the true worship.
Yes.
They worship.
Yes.
But there are true worshipers, saints. And that's so in-depth. Even when I'm saying that statement, it's so in-depth. Even though I'm saying it, I don't even grasp the full understanding of this plan of Yah. But when we see him face to face, saints, if you just hold on, hallelujah, it will all be revealed. Hallelujah. Even the mystery, the deep things will be revealed. And I was talking to one of the young brothers. He was saying a few things. And I said to him, I said, you think of it like this, brother. You are expecting, you've been told of a gift, something that you're going to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You don't know exactly what it might be, but yet there's a hope there. There's a looking forward to receiving that, of which was promised to you, saints. Hallelujah. Even though you don't know what it is. Hallelujah. It's coming from the Abba. We know that every tug and perfect gift coming from the Abba of light. Hallelujah. He's not going to give you anything that's going to destroy you, saints. But yet, as we look in these lives and look forward to that which we are going to obtain, saints, there's a great delight and a longing and a hope to see this revealing of these secret truths that Yah has in store for us. Hallelujah. And I'd rather be that way because it keeps you looking. It keeps you searching. It keeps you hoping for. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you, Abba. Ephesians 4 verse 8, and it says here, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led the captivity captive and gave gifts to Adam, to men. Well, where is this standing here, Deacon Horn? He has set us, brothers, to be builders, to be constructors. It's not no coincidence that Yahshua HaMashiach and his Avot were carpenters. Were they not builders? Hallelujah. Didn't they not construct? You don't think Yahshua HaMashiach knew how to build? Hallelujah. Yes. Master carpenter. He is the master carpenter. But yet, we shall fall in that same responsibility, men, as being builders of this kingdom of Yahweh. Hallelujah. What is that purpose, saints, of Adam? What is the full intention of Yah in this generation and generations to pass from man? It's a deep question, saints. And there's so many aspects that can be looked upon. There's so many answers. But it all comes back to Yahweh. He has his purpose, brothers and sisters. I'm going to read that again. He said he led captivity captive and he gave gifts. Who gave the gifts to the men? Who gave that? All comes from Yahweh. Those gifts. Through Yahshua HaMashiach. Verse 9, it says, now that he ascended, that is, but that he was also descended first into the lower parts of the Olim. He that descended is the same also that ascended up, far above all Shemayim, that he might feel all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Why did he do that, saints? Let's go to the next verse. He said, for the perfecting of the Kedusha.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For the perfecting.
Yeah.
Is Yahweh perfect?
Yeah.
Isn't what he created perfect?
Yeah.
Is he going to receive an offering that is imperfect? That is not full? No, he's not going to receive that. So what has he done? He's given us gifts. He gives us men, leaders, hallelujah, for the perfecting of this body, of this tabernacle, this building of Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. He is still building, saints. Even from the beginning of time, he started building. And he is still building. And they're still perfecting, saints. And he has given us gifts for that perfection, that we may be what he wants us to be. Hallelujah. Isn't that what happens in the potter's house, saints?
Yes.
If that vessel is not what the potter wants, it goes to the potter's field.
Sure.
Hallelujah. He wants us to be moldable.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants us to be able to be made after his image and his full likeness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He adds the ruah, the water, hallelujah, to the clay.
Yes.
To smooth off the rough edges, to close the cracks, the imperfections there. Don't you know when pottery is put into the furnace of heat, if there's any kind of flaw or imperfection in that, it will crack.
Yes, it will.
Yahweh's not going to have any marred vessel that cannot hold the ruah. Hallelujah. We must be able to hold the ruah of Yahweh.
Yes.
And as he continues to add that water mixed with that clay, as he made Adam, as he continues to mold and make that, it brings the molecules in closer contrast together to perform, to make a seal. Hallelujah, that it won't leak. Isn't that what a vessel is for? To conceal and to hold? That is what Yahweh's tabernacle is. It's a vessel. Doesn't the Ruach of Yah should dwell in these earthen tabernacles? Hallelujah. I bless you, Abba Yahweh. Let's read on. Let's read on, saints. It says, verse 12, for the perfecting of the Kedushim, for the work of what? This message. What message? The message of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. The purpose of him. Don't you know there's a fellowship for us to Messiah Yahshua and to the Abba? Don't you know it was not robbery that Yahshua said that he was equal with the Abba.
Yes,
but what about us? Can we say that we're equal with Yahshua?
Oh, help me,
hallelujah. We should be able to, saints. We should not find it robbery to say, I am equal with Yahshua HaMashiach. I mean, that's a powerful statement. That the Ruach of Abba Yahweh, that same Ruach that raised Yahshua HaMashiach from the grave, from the dead, dwells in this mortal body also. Hallelujah. Isn't that what one of the things that we're pressing for, saints? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is one gift. Hallelujah. That Yahweh has bestowed upon us as being Adam, men. Hallelujah. This creation of Yahweh that has been made after his image and after his likeness. Hallelujah. Don't you know he's given us rule? He's given man rule.
Mm-hmm.
Man has corrupted that rule and used it for profitable gain in this life. Hallelujah. But that is an authority that only Yah can give.
Sure.
Only Yah raises up kings. Shouldn't we be kings and ministers unto Yahweh?
Amen.
That was given to Adam, unto the house of Israel. To take hold of that which he had given us, which is a great responsibility, and to hold on to that dearly, saints. What is the purpose of man? Hallelujah. What is this relationship with Yahshua HaMashiach to man, and then back to the Abba, saints? Hallelujah. Todiyah. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, the Emunah, and of the knowledge of Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh, to a perfect what?
Man.
You telling me we as men and all our imperfections and all our failures can be made perfect? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, we can. To the measure of the stature, to the height, the width, the depth, of the stature of the fullness of Messiah Yahshua.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fullness.
Hallelujah. To his fullness.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah. Are we there yet?
Help me,
Hallelujah. What measure are we in this measurement of Yahshua HaMashiach?
Hallelujah.
Where do we lie at today, saints? How much more time do we have, hallelujah, to reach that full measurement of that assurance, saints? But one thing for a surety, that which Yahweh has started and has created in Israel, it will be completed, saints. Despite of you, hallelujah, it will be finished, saints. Hallelujah.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
It will.
And I'm talking about in this also the building, this responsibility, one of the many responsibilities of Adam, us as men.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. And when I say men, I'm not just saying just the male, but the female also.
Yes,
hallelujah. You as sisters have responsibility in this building of the house of Yah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now let's go back to Zechariah. I want to start in Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1. Hallelujah. I'm just going to paraphrase this, saint, because this is so much in depth. Hallelujah. It can be used, and this example that I'm trying to bring, between the building of Yahweh's house, this tabernacle. All right? I will implore you to go over this chapter. It's a short chapter. And just read the names, look them up, see the meanings. Hallelujah. Allow the Ruach to lead you. All right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long since. But I pray that Yah in this short time would just use me. Hallelujah. Use me, Yah. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1. This is a vision. He said, I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of brass. And the first chariot were red horses. And in the second chariot, black horses. All right? And in the third chariot, white horses. And the fourth chariot, grizzled and bay horses. Then I answered and said to the Malach that talked with me in this vision which I was seeing.
Yes, sure.
What are these, my master? Verse 5. And the Malach answered and said to me, these are the four Ruach of the Shemayim,
yes.
The heavens. All right, which go forth from standing before the sovereign of all the old land.
Yes.
Verse 6. The black horse which are therein go forth into the north country,
mm-hmm.
And the white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth towards the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go that they might walk to and fro through the old land.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
See, the scripture is talking about these horses in this vision that has gone forth
sure.
To the south country, to the north country. And then they go to and fro throughout the old land.
Mm-hmm.
These Ruachs, these spirits
the
of Abba Yahweh. He's
said.
Not confined to one place, to one element, not
mm-hmm.
just here. Hallelujah. But the Ruachs, these horsemen, they go forth throughout the old land, to and fro, saints. Hallelujah. Let me move on. Toliah. Bless you, Abba.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Yahweh. I bless you, Yahweh. All that you have done, Abba. You've done so much for us, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Have so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Then cried he upon me and spoke to me, saying, behold, these that go toward the north country have quieted my Ruach in the north country. And what that word quieted is saying has settled. Hallelujah. Have rested or placed there. Okay? His Ruach in that north country. And verse 9, it says, and the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, take of them of the captivity, even of Heliah, of Tobiah, and of Jezdiah, which are come from Babylon, come from captivity, and come you the same day, and go into the house of Yahshua, the son of Zephaniah. Verse 11. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Yeshua, the son of Josedek, the high Kohen. And it says, and speak to him, saying, thus speaks Yahweh of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch. And we know who the branch is that is talking here. That is Yahshua HaMashiach. Out of that line of David. Hallelujah. It came forth the branch. Hallelujah. A Savior. Hallelujah. See, this is tying in. So you can go with these, even these few scriptures in many directions. This is tying in what I'm bringing tonight, saints, with this building of the dwelling place of the Ruah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And didn't Yahshua come to bring us back together? Hallelujah. Don't you know there was a point in the time of Israel where the nations were scattered abroad? Hallelujah. And yet still are. Hallelujah. In the Ruah. Our minds are scattered, saints. We're here. We're there. Hallelujah. Some of us hear, some of us don't hear. Some of us obey the word, some of us don't obey the word. We're scattered. Hallelujah. So what is Yahweh doing in this time frame with these gifts? What gifts? The teachers, the pastors, the evangelists. They've been sent forth to bring this house back together again to the perfection of that which Yahweh wants us to be. So that is the purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, and he shall grow up out of this place. And he shall do what? Build the great tabernacles of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did not he have a responsibility on his hands when he come forth? Did not he do all that the Abba has charged him to do? He didn't lack in anything. Hallelujah. He obeyed Abba Yahweh to the fullness. Hallelujah. So must we, saints, obey Yahweh, the Torah, the Mitzvot, to the fullness as Yahshua HaMashiach did, that we may build this tabernacle. Hallelujah. It's not finished yet. We're not finished yet, saints. We have a ways to go. Hallelujah. So let's keep building. Upon what? Upon this rock. Hallelujah. Let's keep sprouting out from this branch. Why? That we may produce fruit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh, he's going to come back looking for an abundance. Hallelujah. What is abundance? Abundance is much. Well, what is the much of Yahweh? Can you measure that? Hallelujah.
Sure.
If the little of Abba Yahweh, if that's what we do in Yahshua HaMashiach, which prophets that say little, what is the little of Yah? Hallelujah. I don't understand it. Hallelujah. But what is the little? Well, if you don't understand the little, how much greater is the much? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yah. I'm going to read again. And he shall grow up out of this place, and he shall build the great tabernacles of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Verse 13. He said, even he shall build the great tabernacles of Yahweh, and he should bear the grandeur, the splendor, the awesomeness, and shall sit and rule upon this throne. Hallelujah. Do you see the contrast? Do you see the comparison here? Hallelujah. And he shall be the Kohen upon this throne, and the council of Shalom. Hallelujah. Of understanding. Hallelujah. Of this straight walk with Yahshua HaMashiach, this the peace, the shalom, shall be between them both. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That he has sent forth this branch, which cometh out of this seed, this line, saints. Hallelujah. This can be explained in such profoundness, just this one chapter, saints. There's so much. I won't be able to bring it, all of it out, saints. Hallelujah. But y'all are going to move on. Hallelujah. The purpose of man, saints. Hallelujah. This relationship. Also, this fellowship with Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. The message that Brother Ricky brought forth as being servants, saints, true servants. Hallelujah. Didn't Yahshua HaMashiach say, I no longer call you servants? Hallelujah. He didn't say that you're no longer servants. That's not what he said. Hallelujah. He said, I no more call you servants, but friends. Why? Why did he call us friends? How do we become friends or that fellowship, that camaraderie with Yahshua HaMashiach? We must obey what? Every word that he commands. And then he will call us friends. Hallelujah. Not that we will not be servants anymore, but he will call us friends. Don't you want to be called a friend? Hallelujah. I've had friends, saints. Hallelujah. But my best friends, if I may say, have been here in this assembly. Hallelujah. The brothers that have been brought into my life. Each and every one of you here. Hallelujah. You too, Brother Ricky. Hallelujah. Brother James. Hallelujah. All you brothers. Hallelujah. Pastor. Hallelujah. Why? Because you have played a part in this building of this tabernacle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I desire to be brought into that perfection. And that should be in the love of every one of us here. Because individually, each of you are a tabernacle. And Yah has a work to be wrought in each and every one of you. Hallelujah. There's a purpose and there's a plan for each and every one of you. Why? Because he's going to take Deacon Benny and Brother Josh Martin and put them together. Hallelujah. And he's going to stack Brother Dell on top of that. Hallelujah. He's going to place Brother Josh Horn at the door. Hallelujah. In this building. Not just of this building of a tabernacle, but this great tabernacle that will be manifest. Hallelujah. 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 And don't let no one think that the Ruah of Yahweh isn't still moving, because still going to and fro throughout this old land saints. Hallelujah. And still rise upon the waters and unto the old land. Hallelujah. To each and every one of us. The word is still being preached and proclaimed, this message of the salvation of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Yes, it is, saints. The horses are still going forward. Hallelujah. Yahweh's word, his Ruah, is not going to go forth and come and return unto him void. But it's going to go out and it's going to accomplish that which it has been sent to do. Hallelujah. And I bless Abba Yahweh for that. Hallelujah. Yes, you Abba. Hallelujah. Let's go to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. That's what we're going to start at, 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12, verse 26. And the scripture says, see, as a fellowship saints, that when one hurt, all of us should hurt. When one suffers, all of us suffer. When one lack, we all lack. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. It says in verse 26 of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. And where the one member suffer, hallelujah, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now, it says, you are the what? Body of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, and members in particular. Hallelujah. What kind of fellowship is that, saints? That we are in part, well, we are in this body, and we are in our members, although we individuals, we are bonded together in Yahshua HaMashiach, this great fellowship, saints. Don't you know he wants to dine with you? Hallelujah. And as we dine with Yahshua HaMashiach, he opens the door and there's the Abba. Hallelujah. There's Yahweh right in the midst. Hallelujah. I don't know if you hear me, saints. Hallelujah. Isn't Yahshua HaMashiach this door? Hallelujah. That we are able to come before the Abba. Hallelujah. That we may what? Fellowship. That it may be an enjoining of closeness of this creation of man together. Hallelujah. That we all be of one mind. Hallelujah. Of one emunah. Hallelujah. With one purpose. And what is that? To serve the Abba. Hallelujah. And all that we do. With all that we have, all that we possess, saints. You shouldn't hold anything back, saints, from Yahweh. Hallelujah. He given much. Look how much he has invested in Israel. Mama. Oh, yes. I don't know about you, saints, but that touches my lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The patience, the long suffering. That he given his only begotten son. He given the word. Hallelujah. Don't you know he put his word on the line for you? That you may be saved, Israel. Hallelujah. That you may be brought back into his presence. What is he seeking in us, saints? Hallelujah. What have we been created to do? What is there left to do in this body but to offer up the offering of praise to him? Hallelujah. And all that he has done. And so much more that he is going to do, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. I thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 That we have the fellowship of the Ruach. Hallelujah. Through Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the only one that was qualified to do it, to open that door. Yahshua HaMashiach is the way, saints. Enter in. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you. Todiah. I'm going to read 27 again. It says, now you are the body of HaMashiach, Messiah, Yahshua, and members in particular. 28. And Yahweh has set some in the congregation. First, the apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly, teachers. Yes. After that, miracles. And then gifts of healings. Helps. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That's one thing. Now, I remember long ago telling Pastor Roberts that all I want to do, saints, all I want to be is a help. Hallelujah. An access. We should all desire to be access, saints. And that was my desire, not to be anyone great, but just to be a helper. As Brother Ricky so profoundly astounded upon, just being a servant. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. You cannot be anyone great until you become a servant. Yeah. Hallelujah. Was Yahshua HaMashiach great? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He was great, saints. Hallelujah. But yet, he was a servant. He served. Hallelujah. And what does a servant also do? Hallelujah. Don't you know he served you, saints? By laying down his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So why should we not want to be servants? Hallelujah. Why shouldn't we desire the office of a servant? A helper. Gifts of healings. Where are those gifts today? The miracles. The health. Government. The diversities of the tongues. Hallelujah. Verse 29. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healings? Hallelujah. Do all speak with tongues? Tongues. Do all interpret? Verse 20:31. He said, but covet earnestly. What is that thing that we should covet, saints? That we should long after? It says, the best gifts. I thought these were the best gifts. No, these are gifts. But it's talking about the best gifts. You mean there's other gifts? Yes, they are. More than you can ever imagine and comprehend, saints. And he says, and yet, show I to you a more excellent way. Well, what is that more excellent way? Hallelujah. That more excellent way, saints, is that which Yah, from the beginning, has started. It has continued, and it has endured. Hallelujah. It has suffered much with us. And that is to have the pure Ahava. Hallelujah. Of Yahweh. Isn't Yahweh Ahava? Isn't he love? Hallelujah. Isn't that how we know that we are his disciplined ones? That we are in this fellowship, this relation with Yahshua HaMashiach for the Ahava that we have one for another? Hallelujah. Yahweh has shown us a magnificent and a great work of Ahava. Yes, yes. And has brought us into his pure Ahava. Yes. And in that where we have the fellowship, saints. Hallelujah. and the closeness, the bond, as Brother Patrick was saying on last night. Hallelujah. That closeness, there's nothing like it, saints, to be close to the Abba, to be close to your Father, man. There was nothing like it, saints. I could experience this because I had an Abba, my Father. There was times where I didn't understand, growing up as a young man, that I could go and talk to my Abba. Hallelujah. And because he had experience in the world and those things, he could counsel me righteously. And even whatever came forth, whether it was rebuke, chastisement, that I still was able to lay in that big man, in that man's bosom, as big as he was in man's womb. And don't you know there was comfort there? There was assurance there that he would meet my needs. And he would tell me what I needed to know at the time I knew them. Hallelujah. He was Abba. Much more as Yah has been an Abba to us, we're saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know he is big, he is great. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. You cannot measure him. He's all around us. He's over us and under us. But yet, through Yahshua HaMashiach, we're able to lie in that bosom, saint, and be close to him. That fellowship, hallelujah, that bonding through Yahshua. There's no other way. There was no other way. Hallelujah. Through Yahshua HaMashiach have we had this fellowship. Hallelujah. And we understand just a small minute of the purpose of man, saints. Hallelujah. That Yahweh, as this time is coming to a close, that he is revealing more. Hallelujah. Giving us more understanding. He's drawing more of us together, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know Yahweh adds to his house. He's building this assembly. He's building this great tabernacle, saints. Don't interfere. Don't try to draw those in unless Yah brings them to you. He will. He'll bring them to you. Hallelujah. Why? By the drawing of his Ruah, they will come, saints. And your job is to minister. It's to preach. It's to teach. It's to build. Yahweh provide us with all the materials. He don't need you to go out and get the materials. He will provide the materials. But he requires you as responsibility as men to build. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a responsibility. That's just a small responsibility of purpose of man, saints. Hallelujah. God bless you, Yahweh. Got a few more scriptures as I bring this message to a close, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was that verse 29? Let's go down. Let me see. Verse 31. Hallelujah. Okay, this is my last verse right here that will bring this thing to a close right here, saints. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. And this is one of my avat, my natural father, favorite quotes. Hallelujah. It says, let us shema, hear, understand. Let us sum it all up. Point blank, this is the answer. Hallelujah. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Okay? This purpose, this thing that Yahweh has started, hallelujah, in man. He says the whole matter is to what? Fear Yahweh, hallelujah. And keep what? His mitzvot, his commandments, his Torah, hallelujah. For this is the what? Whole duty of man, of Adam. This is the purpose, hallelujah, for you to fear him, to obey some of his commandments, all that he has commanded us, hallelujah. This is the whole duty and the purpose of man today. Hallelujah. Bless Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 And when you fulfill this, you will understand the fellowship, the closeness, of man to Yahshua HaMashiach. And then that bringing us to the upper.
Yahweh Barak you saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let us stand to our feet. Oh, we have heard that wonderful word that Deacon have brought forth to us. Let us take heed to it and apply it to our life, that we do just as he said. Walk in the whole duty of Abba Yahweh, letting his Torah abide in our life. Thank you for that precious word, Abba Yahweh. And as the night come, Abba Yahweh, bless the words from the lips of our Pastor Hunter, Abba Yahweh. And Abba Yahweh, as the week gone, we still have wonderful truth of your precious celebration, the Feast of Tabernacles. And in this prayer I end, in your precious Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, with everybody saying, Hallelujah, Yahweh.